Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
The thing about Aditi is that Aditi is the exact same way off the air as she is on the air. She's always a wonderful and gregarious person. There's nothing fake.
Married in a nothing... mess, is that what you're trying to say?
No, there's no facade for Aditi. It's all what you see is what you get.
Well, you know what? Aditi? I want to ask Aditi because she should know better than others. Like, we've seen Ben Roethlisberger getting his hair chopped off, his beard. He was wearing, unless it was superimposed, he was wearing what looked to be an offensive shirt. But what is Big Ben really like? I mean, well, if you mention Big Ben in any capacity in Cleveland, you know what you're going to get. You know exactly the go-to comments that people are going to use to go after him, given his private life and things that have happened in the past. But what is Big Ben really like? What is he? And what do people think about him in Pittsburgh outside of what he does on the football field?
Gosh, you're putting me in such a hard position to answer that. I think that there are different sides, or that different people know him differently. So what you were saying about Tom Brady is completely true. He really, really, truly is a very, very genuine person. And his parents, I've gotten to actually spend time with his parents and one of his sisters. They're about the nicest people that you can imagine. Just real salt of the earth. You feel like they're a regular family. And even if you look to the way Tom Brady talked about his marriage struggling a few years ago and what Giselle said to him, I mean, that's pretty open and out there. And hey, yeah, I work my tail off on the football field, but I'm a guy just like other people are people. You know? So he definitely does have that persona. I don't know Peyton as well. I covered Eli for a few years. I definitely agree with you that I think there's a lot less that you see behind the curtain on the Mannings. And some of that may be because they grew up in an NFL family. And so that's what they sort of learned or were taught. As for Ben, I mean, he's had an evolution. You know, I've been in Pittsburgh for 7 years, and he's certainly different now than he was when I first got here 7 years ago. I think that he is somewhat careful in what he puts out there, and a lot of that probably he's a little bit more managed in what he puts out there. But I will say that when I see him with his children at training camp, it's genuine. It's not like, okay, my three beautiful children are here for prop. When he's throwing the football around with them, he's playing with them, it really is. You see the care and the concern. And I'll go back to this. And my daughter was born, as you all know, premature, 2 months, and was in Cleveland and NICU. One of the nicest messages I got was from Ben Roethlisberger. Flip to that is, I'll tell you, it was unexpected. You know, there are other guys that immediately reached out to me that I was not at all surprised to hear from. I was surprised to hear from Ben, but his message was indeed very, very sincere and very obviously written by him, not by anybody else.
Who was the biggest name that reached out to you when you had your babies?
Name drop time. Let's go.
I know. Besides you, Ken?
Stop. Who?
I don't know. I really, truly have no idea. I don't know how to answer that. And it's almost like a blur this time. This last time is easier to remember. I do know that it was the first NFL season, and the first thing that Rich Eisen said on air on our first game day morning, the NFL Network family grew and told our story. Showed a picture of my family. I thought that was pretty unbelievable.
Well, that's nice. Yeah. I use my kids as props all the time. They're there
really?
For show and to let everybody think I'm a better person than what I really am. I'm a horrible individual. Any kid's more than willing to let everybody know that.
Because you admit that you have one that's a favorite, you really are not supposed to acknowledge that you have a favorite.
Eli's my special little guy. What am I supposed to say? Is he not? So, am I not supposed to
you
admit?
Don't want the other
you want
two
the
to
truth?
Have a
I give you the truth.
You don't want the other two to have a complex.
No, that's okay. Well, they can.
See, and this is where you air
fight for who
three,
can be
because
best.
If you liked one the best, you could say that Liz liked the other one the best, and then okay, you're fine and you're good. Now you have three, so she's gonna.
Maybe
have
thinks it could. Maybe thinks it could toughen them up a little bit.
Is that how? I mean, tell the truth, Anthony. When you were growing up, did your parents openly say the favorites?
Oh, no, there was none of that. There was none of the warm and fuzzies.
They hated them both equally, Aditi.
Right.
That's probably what our house is like, actually.
Aditi,
all right, the small fry is now going towards her father, and you can move on to more serious business, I guess.
All right, I got something to run by you here. I told Lima this yesterday and went, ooh, you got to bring this up with Aditi tomorrow. I am more concerned.
Boy.
I think a lot of Browns fans are always concerned with the Ravens and Steelers. I'm more concerned with how well the Bengals do than I am those other two teams. I'm used to the Ravens and Steelers outperforming the Browns. I got to admit, I'm thinking about the future. If Baker's not what we thought he was going to be after his rookie year, and Joe Burrow just goes out there and becomes the next great quarterback in the NFL, I mean, I'm going to be up at night. I'm going to be very upset. I don't think I could handle the Bengals being good.
Okay, I can get that. I can totally understand that. A few things I'd like to say. It's funny how we think the Bengals are so hapless, because it really wasn't that long ago that they were on, I don't know, like a 6-year streak of going to the playoffs. I mean, don't you remember, maybe it was 5 years in a row. It was 5 years in a row, I think, that they went to the playoffs. Yeah, Andy Dalton's first 5 years, they went to the playoffs. It was 3 of 5 years, they won the division. I mean, we're only a couple years removed from that. And as we've talked about on your air before, that offense is loaded. What they have there, they certainly have the pieces in place if Joe Burrow can just get out of his own way and not make mistakes and do what he needs to do. I think another thing that you're forgetting is that Baker Mayfield is a guy who is absolutely motivated by being doubted. And every time he hears people say, well, is Joe Burrow better than Baker Mayfield? Or is Joe Burrow, would you rather have Joe Burrow than Baker Mayfield? That's motivating him to some degree. A third thing I would say is that if Alex Van Pelt and Jarvis Landry have absolutely anything to do with it, they are going to yank that offense and Baker Mayfield along with them. I really, really, really do feel that way. As for feeling bad, if the Bengals, I think that right, again, this is on paper, but right now on paper, I think this division looks tremendous. I mean, I am really, really excited about the football that can be played in this division.
I totally agree with you, but I just don't like hearing, and you're not the only person saying it, that's why I get annoyed. Well, Baker's motivated by people doubting him. Well, you got plenty of people doubting you right now, and at some point, you have to be able to compete without people doubting you. Like, people don't doubt, people give Tom Brady the benefit of the doubt at 43 years old. Like, people don't doubt great quarterbacks. Does anybody doubt Patrick Mahomes anymore? Does anybody really doubt Lamar Jackson now? Like, you have to find a way to motivate yourself.
Yeah, I totally get that. I agree with you. And also, you know, for me, I'm not the person that is motivated by that. That doesn't really drive me. So I don't necessarily get the need to manufacture a chip. I mean, but maybe that's part of growing up. All I'm saying is this is what we know. We started the conversation by talking about quarterback's personalities. This is something that we know about his personality. This is something that he has self-acknowledged quite a bit. And so, okay, this is something that's going on in this offseason. And if this is who he is, then only for him. Good for him. You know, but I'm not surprised. Like, is it Cincinnati because you just don't think Cincinnati has the same prestige as Baltimore and Pittsburgh? Is it Cincinnati because they're in Ohio?
That's it. Cincinnati has been a decent organization for a while. I know that. I don't think of them as just complete trash the way they were in the 90s. That's not what I'm trying to point out. But I look at a football team like the Cleveland Browns. I sat through 1-31, and these guys are rolling their eyes. I know they are. You and all of us sat through 1-31 to go 8-8? Really? That's what we did? When the Bengals, they were on their ass for what, a year? I mean, truly a year. It was a conversation about bringing Marvin Lewis back anyway. And they were on their ass for a season, and if they get Joe Burrow and they end up being a really great football team, and I got to go back to the well again, I'm going to be a very upset person. Like there's going to be part of my soul. I can usually put a smiling face on a lot of things and deny a lot of things. There's going to be part of my soul that gets ripped away here. Because
speculation here, you're saying these are mutually exclusive. In your speculation, the Bengals are a good football team and the Browns aren't. Why can't the Browns and the Bengals be good? Well, they can't both win the division, but why can't they both be good?
That's fine. If they're both good, and you end up playing Joe Burrow in big games, I can deal with that. That's something I can deal with.
Okay.
But to go, Didi, to go 8-8 in his third year, or 7-9 in his third year, with what they spent on wide receivers, with what they've spent on other picks, with where they've drafted.
Yeah, I don't think that.
I don't understand where people their expectations are. I go, you should have higher expectations for this football team going to year three with Baker Mayfield. I wouldn't accept that with any other organization.
Okay, but you think it's a little PTSD? Like, you think it's a little nervousness after last year where expectations were through the roof?
Of course.
And, yeah, so I think that people are trying to protect themselves a little bit. It's sort of like a defense mechanism. Okay, let's not get my hopes up too high, because the last time I got my hopes up high, ooh, that was ugly.
Yeah, and the words of Marge Simpson, aim low, aim so low that nobody will even care if you fail. Great.
The words to live by. All right.
Yeah, seriously, no kidding. Who's the last person you knew who could quote The Simpsons just like that?
Kenny Carmen. Boom. Go ahead, Anthony.
He can. It doesn't stop there with cartoons. King of the Hill. He just sent me a video earlier today. Anyway,
Aditi. Boombaladdy.
Aditi, just curious, because we read a story that in Pittsburgh they were going to sell half the tickets right now to try to be safe. But around the NFL, I keep hearing that it's all systems go. The NFL is acting like they are not only going to have games start on time, but they are going to have stands full of fans. Where do you think we probably will end up by the time September comes along?
I don't know that we're starting September with 65,000 people in the stands. But then again, I don't know. I wasn't expecting to see all the beaches this past weekend completely, totally packed, and people just
shots fired
to the wings. I think this is one of those. This is one of those. We have to see how it unfolds. It's a medical or a science question. Let's see what happens in 2 weeks. We've now opened up. In 2 weeks, do we see a spike or do we not? And I think if we don't, then maybe it really will be all systems go. And we'll have been past the worst of it. And the pandemic picked off the people that, you know, were most vulnerable. And we create a way to manage whatever we need to manage. Should it still, you know, be floating around, the coronavirus be floating around? Maybe that's the case. I don't know. Again, I'm not a doctor, although my parents desperately wish that I was. But I do, the NFL is, from my point of view, operating. We are moving forward. We are moving forward with a season as we plan. I mean, I know that my husband's Steelers season tickets are due. That payment is due this week. It's not like it was pushed back once. It's not being pushed back again. And that price is not being changed in any way. But again, this is the NFL, so I'm sure there's a plan B and a plan C and a plan D. That's just way above my pay grade.
Lima, go right on ahead again.
Well, I then want to ask you, the reason obviously we're bringing it up is because the NBA and Major League Baseball are in two totally different situations than the NFL, and yet everything I read this weekend, and I know, depends on where you read it, everything this weekend was, hey, you know what, there are actually safe things that you can do and safe places to be. But the one that I kept outlining was, you know, nightclubs, dance clubs, and sporting events. They said that was still the worst when it comes to transmission based on the studies that have been done. I know people, roll your eyes.
You know what? But it's very fair because, first of all, there's alcohol at play. So there's just an unsteadiness. And there's such a mass of people. I mean, think about when you walk through a concourse or you're walking by people to get to your seat, or, you know, you're squeezing through some aisle, you're waiting online at the restroom, you're waiting in the concession stands. It's just a mass of humanity. And can you count on every single person washing their hands? I mean, I understand why that's the feeling, but I mean, let me ask you, what do you think? If you didn't have to worry about Ken Carmen calling the cops on you, would you go to a sporting event? Would you send your mom out to a Browns game? Do you feel safe doing that right now?
Well, I will tell you this. I checked in on a very busy patio 2 weeks ago. I was there 20 minutes, and I'm like, I should probably get out of here. It's probably not great. And I'm not trying to say that everybody's, you know, life was at risk and it was the worst thing of all time. And it got picked up in the news and local news outlets were all over it. And it led to Facebook battle after Facebook battle about civil liberties and rights and, you know, the health. I realized after 20 minutes probably wasn't a good idea for me. And I left. So when it comes to September, I'm hoping that by September, we're going to know a lot more than we know right now, and we're going to be able to make pretty good health decisions based on it.
I think that's a very, very common feeling. I mean, I'll tell you the truth, that we have really been completely, totally quarantined. We haven't left. We go outside in our neighborhood, but that's pretty much it. And this weekend, I took my son. He was wearing a mask. I was wearing a mask. We went to the Squirrel Hill section of Pittsburgh to say hi to a friend from 6 feet apart. And my son and I walked into a Giant Eagle supermarket. And we were in and out to buy some diapers for the baby. And we both wore masks. And we hand sanitized before and after. But on the one hand, it was so invigorating for him and me to both walk on a street and to actually see other human beings. And then on the other, I sort of felt like, was that really necessary? Did I have to do that? I don't know. I think that none of us feel totally, completely, 100% safe in the decisions we're making right now. We just need more information. And so, again, I'll say the same exact thing that I said last week. We're lucky that we still have some runway before the start of the NFL season. We can kind of see how this plays out, and that decision doesn't need to be made today. And I don't think there's anything to lose by operating as if it's going to be all systems. I mean, I think there will be games. There will be a season. What those games look like, who is at those games, maybe what's altered. There will be a season. So there's still fun in sitting here and talking about what Joe Burrow can do with A.J. Green and Joe Mixon and Tyler Boyd. And that's going to be a fun conversation. Who has the best receivers in the AFC North? And right now, I might argue that the Steelers have the worst.
We got to hit it. We thank you very much for the time.
Wow, when I left it right on that one, I feel like you'd like to explore that one. We gotta go.
Kid's gonna. Okay,
that's a discussion for another time. Think about the four different receiving corps. And who you take? Who would you take? Would you take the Bengals or the Browns?
Take the Browns. All right, I gotta go.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
The great DD Kicker Ball on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I got another question to ask you about the World Series in 2016 coming up next, live on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.